engineers are always on guard for signs of erosion, ready to dynamite away sections when cracks appear in the lip, a telltale mark of danger.
People come to Niagara Falls because they believe they're seeing something natural, but the falls has been completely manipulated. About two-thirds of the water is now going through pipes. It's not going over the falls anymore. So in a sense, when you look at the Niagara Falls, you're not looking at something natural. You're certainly not looking at what people looked at in the 19th century.
Now, if they wanted to, they could remove 85% of the water from above the falls, if they wanted to. But by treaty with Canada, the United States agreed in 1950 that they would only take out, at most, 75%.
The treaty specifies that approximately 45 million gallons per minute must be flowing over the falls by 8 o'clock in the morning during the tourist season.
They needed to reshape the bed of the Niagara River above the falls, and so they built cofferdams and deepened certain parts of the river above the falls and where the intakes were for the power plants.
To assist in this planning, a hydraulic model of the Niagara River was built at the Corps of Engineers Waterways Experiment Station. This comparison, showing the original conditions on the bottom portion of the picture and those of the final plan in the top portion, points up the improvements, particularly on the Goat Island Flank.
During the fall, winter, and early spring, when you go to the falls, you're only seeing 25% of the water going over the falls that could be going over.